Hi, and welcome to this special edition of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we talk with patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals and do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. This week, we're kicking off the Head and Neck Cancer Alliance's 21st annual Oral Head and Neck Cancer Awareness Week with throat cancer survivor and Poison drummer Ricky Rocket. After he was named an official Head and Neck Cancer Awareness spokesperson, Ricky spoke with us about his experience with HPV-attributed throat cancer, how immunotherapy made a difference in his treatment, and why individuals should open up and say ah at free oral head and neck cancer screenings around the country this week. You'd think that, after being the drummer in a multi-platinum rock and roll band that has sold more than 40 million albums and DVDs since bursting onto the music scene in the mid-80s, life would be nothing but a good time for Ricky. However, back in 2015, he received a diagnosis that would change his life.
So how did you come to be diagnosed? Were there signs or symptoms that you experienced before your diagnosis?
There was. Of course, I had no idea. Well, I just thought I had a sore throat. The reason why I didn't suspect anything weird was because everybody in the family had a sore throat or some kind of infection that week, except that theirs went away and mine didn't. We got to like week three, and I'm like, what is going on here? So I went back to my ENT, and he said, look, have you ever been scoped? And I said, no. He goes, let's just take a look and make sure there isn't like a second infection going on that I need to be aware of. So he scoped down there and, I could tell something was up. You know, he sat down in his chair, took his glasses off and goes, listen, I really want to biopsy what I'm looking at. And I said, oh my God, what? He goes, there's something there that shouldn't be there. And I'm suspicious and I feel a whole lot better if we can do a biopsy. And so I was like, oh my God. So everything changed right at that moment. I did the biopsy the following week and it came back negative. And we were like, okay, now what do we do? What is it? And he goes, well, it just could be an inflammatory response. So let's treat it as such for a week and see what happens. So we did. It didn't change. And then we did a fine needle aspiration of the lymph node. And that was inconclusive. So we're like, oh my God. All right. So now what?
Yeah.
You know, he said, look, there's a specialist I used to work for at UCSD. This is all he does. I want you to go to him. So I went to see him. And he said, look, I think it's one of two cancers. It's either lymphoma or squamous cell carcinoma. And I want to do my own biopsy because, you know, I'm not trusting it either. So he did. And it took a couple weeks to get all the data together. And that's what it was.
So what was it like hearing the words, you have cancer?
Well, by the time I heard that, it sounds really weird, but I was almost slightly relieved in the sense that at least I knew what the hell I was dealing with because we didn't know. I'm like, what if this is something really weird? Like, they don't even know how to treat it, you know?
Yeah.
So that would, you know, and the doctors made me feel like, look, this is, especially with if it's with HPV, you have a really good shot with this cure. So I trusted that, you know?
Yeah. So now, your cancer was believed to be a result of HPV. So can you talk a bit about what that means?
I do want to just say that, you know, there's a lot of information going around about people naysaying the HPV vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I know that's a very personal thing to everybody, but at the same time, nobody wants this cancer or any cancer. And HPV is a big one that can cause it. And if people are out having sex, you definitely need to be informed. My general practitioner, he's an internist, sports medicine doctor named Dr. Hazenga, and he just wrote a book called Sex, Lies, and STDs. And I suggest anybody, please, pick it up and read it, because it's facts about sex and about vaccines and about various ways that you can get things that can lead to all sorts of problems, including cancer.
So now the treatments for throat cancer can be really taxing. What was it like going through them?
That was not fun. And I had been warned what it would be like by other people. And I tried not to read a lot of things because a lot of times when you go on forums and things like that, you have to realize that those people are having a bad day. That's why they're on there. I listened to what the doctor had told me. He said, for the next 3 months, this is your job. So I treated it like a job. I got up every day. I took a shower. I put my best face forward. You know, when I need to jump, and I'll ask you how high. You know, let's just do it. So that's what I did. But unfortunately, you have to do that 3 months waiting before all the swelling from the radiation goes down in order to get proper imaging to know where you're at, you know, if you got it or not. I started getting lymphedema and all kinds of stuff. And I'm like asking other patients by now, like, do you have lymphedema? A little bit, but not, you know, like nobody else had it the way I did. And I could feel like hardness in my neck. And I'm like, what is this? They're like, well, it's radiation fibrosis. I'm like, that's a lot of fibrosis. Like, I really got to live with that forever? Like, what the hell, you know? Then I went in for that scan, and he said, I'm sorry, this is persistent disease. So now my options literally came down to chemo that would buy me time, or surgery, which I wouldn't be able to speak, or try this immunotherapy. Now, the immunotherapy that they had at USC was a three-armed randomized trial. So it meant that I don't know what I'm going to be on. And I wasn't okay with that. So I started to inquire about other places that I might be able to go for this immunotherapy, and if it's something I should chase down, or should I just be conservative or whatever and just like get the damn surgery and never talk again, you know, take my chances with that. So they said, yeah, there's a guy at UCSD Moores Cancer Center named Dr. Ezra Cohen, and he's one of the foremost authorities on head and neck cancer and especially immunotherapy in that field. I was down there the next day, literally. I mean, it was like, can you come in? I'm like, I will be right down there. And, you know, he said, look, I got three trials right now, and I think this one for your type of cancer, the mutation that it is, would be the right one. Let's get you on it if you want to. I think you have time. Don't do the surgery. He said, because even with the surgery, it might come back. So I said, okay, let's do it. They put me on the trial, which was just awesome. And you know, you go through 9 weeks of infusion and two pills a day. That's how my trial was. Tons of blood tests and every test in the world. And I went in for my imaging, and anytime I had a PET scan, it was always bad news. So the anxiety was so high. And the nurse goes, okay, well, we got your PET back. And I said, I just have to ask you, like, how bad is it? She goes, actually, it's pretty good. And I went, really? And he walks in the door seconds later and goes, did she tell you? And I said, well, a little bit weird. And he goes, it's like 90% gone. He goes, everything except a little tiny bit on your primary is just gone. Wow. It's like almost miraculous. We need to keep going with this. Are you on board? And I said, of course I am. So we did another 9 weeks, and it was entirely gone. No more chemo, no more radiation, no surgery, nothing. Wow. It was just the immunotherapy for another, I think we did another 7 months or something like that, and then stopped. And I've been in remission for 3 years as of last week. As you may have gathered by now, I'm quite the cheerleader for immunotherapy.
Yeah, definitely. So now you're the new spokesperson for the Head and Neck Cancer Alliance for this year. What does this role entail?
You know, stuff like what I'm doing today. You know, we did a video. They're putting it out there. I'm trying to get the word out April 7th through 14th to get this free screening with participating doctors and dentists that will look for any signs of oral cancer. I'm just sort of lending my name to it. I'm lending the name of our second record, which was Open Up and Say Ah. I figured we'd have a little fun with it, yeah. You know? So that's what, you know, it's where we're at with it.
Great. What advice would you give to someone who's recently received a cancer diagnosis of their own?
Well, I don't know about every cancer, okay? But if they had a head and neck cancer, I would absolutely, and I would say this probably for any cancer, at least look into immunotherapy clinical trials or any trial that is in second or third phase and see what the success rate of those trials are. Because if you could do that treatment and not have to have radiation and not have to have surgery, not have to have standard chemo, your side effects and the morbidity of all that stuff is way, 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 way less.
Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about that we haven't touched on, or any last personal thing you'd like to kind of sign off with?
I just want to say that I'm so thankful to Dr. Cohen and the staff down at Moores Cancer Center. And, I mean, all those people were so phenomenal. And, you know, so much love goes out to my fiance, TC, who was just, she was with me absolutely every step of the way. Every appointment, every infusion, wake up at 3 a.m. and go grab me an ice pack for my neck. I mean, she was literally a godsend for me. And when I was very doubtful, she'd go, just stop it. You're going to be their star pupil. I promise you. You're going to be like the poster boy for this. You wait and see. You just wait and see. And I'd be like, that's a stretch, you know?
Yeah, and here you are.
Yeah, it's so amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ricky, for sharing your story and encouraging individuals to drum out head and neck cancer. The Cure Talks Cancer Podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.